Hello, friends, and welcome to the last day of Holy Week before Easter, Holy Saturday, as we take a moment to pause and reflect on some scripture before we celebrate the resurrection tomorrow on Easter morning. Let us come together in a posture of worship. The Lord be with you, and also with you. Let us pray. Eternal God, rock and refuge with roots grown old in the earth, riverbeds run dry and flowers withered in the field, we wait for revival and release. Abide with us until we come alive in the sunrise of your glory. Amen. Today's Old Testament lesson is from the book of Lamentations, the third chapter, verses 1 through 9, and then skipping to verses 19 through 24. Hear now the words of the Lord. I am one who has seen affliction under the rod of God's wrath. He has driven and brought me into darkness without any light. Against me alone, he turns his hand again and again all day long. He has made my flesh and my skin waste away and broken my bones. He has besieged and enveloped me with bitterness and tribulation. He has made me sit in darkness like the dead of long ago. He has walled me up about so that I cannot escape. He has put heavy chains on me. Though I call and cry for help, he shuts out my prayer. He has blocked my ways with hewn stones. He has made my paths crooked. The thought of my affliction and my homelessness is wormwood and gall. My soul continually thinks of it and is bowed down within me. But this I call to mind, and therefore I have hope. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, says my soul. Therefore I will hope in him. Now we go to the epistle lesson. The words of Paul, or the words of Peter in 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 1 through 8. Since therefore Christ suffered in the flesh, arm yourselves also with the same intention. For whoever has suffered in the flesh has finished with sin. So as to live for the rest of your earthly life, no longer by human desire, but by the will of God. You have already spent enough time in doing what the Gentiles like to do, living in lasciviousness, passions, drunkenness, revels, carousing, and lawless idolatry. They are surprised that you no longer join them in the same excesses of dissipation, and so they blaspheme. But they will have to give an accounting to him who stands ready to judge the living and the dead. For this is the reason the gospel was proclaimed even to the dead, so that, though they had been judged in flesh as everyone is judged, they might live in the spirit as God does. The end of all things is near. Therefore, be serious and discipline yourselves for the sake of your prayers. Above all, maintain constant love for one another, for love covers a multitude of sins. And now the gospel lesson for this day of mourning for the women and the disciples and the followers of Jesus. Today's gospel lesson comes from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 27, verses 57 through 66. When it was evening, there came a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who was also a disciple of Jesus. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate ordered it given to him. So Joseph took the body and wrapped it in clean linen cloth and laid it in his own tomb, which he had hewn in the rock. Then he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb and went away. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary were there, sitting opposite the tomb. The next day, that is, after the day of preparation, the chief priests and the Pharisees gathered before Pilate and said, "Sir, we remember what that impostor said while he was alive. After 3 days, I will rise again. Therefore, command the tomb to be made secure until the third day. Otherwise, his disciples may go and steal him away and tell the people he has been raised from the dead, and the last deception would be worse than the first." And Pilate said to them, "You have a guard of soldiers. Go, make it as secure as you can." So they went with the guard and made the tomb secure by sealing the stone. The word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Hear now the benediction in life. In death and life beyond death, God is with us. We are not alone. Thanks be to God. Amen.